This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver has more clarity in Tuesday's municipal election results. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports Lisa Calderon has conceded the race and her chance for a spot in June's mayoral runoff.
It's looking like former State Senator Mike Johnston and former Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce head Kelly Bruff will compete to be the city's CEO. Meanwhile, Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez has a huge lead in the at-large city council race, with Sarah Parody declaring victory in second place. However, Pinfield Tate and Travis Liker still trail closely behind. Only the top two win seats in that race. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The unofficial results are also in for the Colorado Springs city election. Businessman Yemi Mobolade has likely solidified a spot in the mayoral runoff election. Current tallies show Rain Williams is poised to be his opponent. But Sally Clark trails Williams by just 1,500 votes. She says she's waiting for the final count before making any decisions.
What our team is trying to determine at this point is how many military ballots are still out there and what those numbers look like in terms of potential votes that might turn the tide on the election.
Military and overseas ballots have until Tuesday afternoon to reach the clerk's office. For the second year in a row, Denver International Airport was ranked the third busiest in the world last year. DIA served 69 million passengers in 2022. That's up nearly 18% from the year before. At DIA, expect clear skies tonight, high of 64 tomorrow. This is CPR News.